For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is one of several states at risk of losing federal funds for refusing to turn over SNAP recipient data. The Trump administration claims the data for the federal food stamp program is needed to prevent fraud, but 21 states, including Wisconsin, argue it will be used for immigration enforcement. Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which administers the program, told all states to turn over SNAP recipients' names and immigration statuses or risk losing administrative funds. Federal data from 2023 shows the federal funding lost to the state would amount to $81 million. The program helps pay for groceries for 700,000 people in Wisconsin. A study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that runoff from landfills in the state contain the highest levels of PFAS. According to a WPR report, researchers first began collecting samples for the study in 2023, seeking to identify the largest potential sources of the forever chemicals in groundwater. Around two-thirds of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater sources and could suffer negative health effects like an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer as a result of the PFAS contamination. Researchers working on the study say they collected samples from 16 landfill sites in the state, which showed the highest concentrations of PFAS. They also say they're hoping the findings can help state lawmakers better regulate PFAS contamination. Currently, the Environmental Protection Agency has established drinking water standards to manage the forever chemicals, but there are no federal or state regulations managing their presence in groundwater. The EPA also does not currently require PFAS monitoring or reporting at landfill sites. Every year, there are must-have toys on most kids' holiday wish list. The hot toy sells out fast and becomes expensive and hard to find. In 2025, top toy list from CNET and Toy Insider highlight interactive tech-driven and imaginative play favorites. This year's standouts include Poe the AI Story Bear, an artificial intelligence-powered plush that tells stories, Furby DJ Furby Rainbow and Disney Ultimate Stitch interactive plush, both responsive toys with sound and motion, and Gabby's Dollhouse Meow-mazing interactive dollhouse, which lets kids recreate scenes from the hit show. STEM-focused toys like Canoodle's Brain Teaser and Magnetile's Rail Racers Deluxe Set also made the cut, alongside classic favorites such as Crybabies and new LEGO Technic Ferrari FXX K-Sets. The recently restocked Nintendo Switch 2 is also generating major buzz as one of the hottest gifts of the season. While pricing for the new console remains steady, adjustments to older Switch models and accessories earlier this year have fueled even more interest among shoppers hoping to get their hands on the upgraded system. Major retailers like Walmart, Amazon, and Target have released curated lists of their predicted holiday bestsellers. If you are shopping for a child this holiday season, don't let scammers trick you into accidentally buying a fake version of a popular toy. See BBB's Online Shopping Hub for more online shopping tips. For more tips this holiday season, check out BBB's Holiday HQ and the 12 Scams of Christmas. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety has released the 2024-25 Annual Impact Report for Speak Up, Speak Out. SUSO is a free statewide threat reporting tip line available to all Wisconsin schools. SUSO also serves as the hub that connects all OSS initiatives and the entry point where schools can access comprehensive services offered by OSS and local, state, and national partners. SUSO received 6,946 tips during the 2024-25 school year, a more than 30% increase from the previous school year. Since the inception of SUSO in 2020, bullying has consistently been the number one tip. It is also common nationally for bullying to be the most reported tip. Awareness of these incidents helps schools intervene early before grievances and upsets can lead children down a pathway to violence. Numerous students across Wisconsin have contacted SUSO each year since its inception, reporting concerns resulting in early intervention opportunities and safer school communities. To report school safety concerns or to access OSS's comprehensive school safety resources, visit speakup.widoj.gov. A Wisconsin girl reported missing is found by the Wyoming State Patrol. The teenager is back with her family after being recovered from two alleged kidnappers. KUTV in Cheyenne reported that the Wyoming State Patrol said the girl was traveling with two men, one of them a 20-year-old wanted on drug charges out of Two Rivers. Wyoming troopers said a cell phone ping helped identify a suspect vehicle that was eventually stopped outside of Sinclair, Wyoming. The 20-year-old and another man claimed they were hired to take the girl to Utah. The River Valley Players presentation of Miracle on 34th Street, a live radio play at the Guard Theater in Spring Green, will be performances Saturday and Sunday. The play is based on George Seton's classic holiday film. The live radio play uses the theater of the mind that will make the audience feel like they are listening to an actual radio broadcast. Heidi Zapita plays Doris in the production.
It'll be a fun challenge. We have to really use our voices to convey and to act. And I think now in this digital world where we're so visually stimulated, I think this will be a great challenge for our audiences and also for us as performers, where I can't rely so much on my gestures and facial expressions. So I think it'll be a really great challenge and a lot of fun.
During the story, a man named Chris Kringle, who claims to be Santa, helps bring Susan to her sense of imagination. Robert Humphreys, who plays Chris, hopes the production will have a positive effect on the audience.
I think everyone will come to it and will take away from it a sense of the magic of Christmas. And one of the things I like about my character, Chris Kringle, is that he's somewhat ambiguous. And there's a lot of ambiguity in this story about whether he really is Santa Claus or if he's just a man who believes he's Santa Claus. So I think that when people come to this play and watch this story, listen to this story, they'll be bringing something of themselves as well. And they'll be interpreting it through their own experiences and their own perceptions of what the holiday means.
The River Valley Players presentation of Miracle on 34th Street, a live radio play, will be performed Saturday at 7. Sunday will have two performances at 1 and 6. Cost of admission is $10 for adults and $5 for those 12 and under. Tickets and info can be found at rivervalleyplayers.org. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it. You know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with some light snow, maybe a little freezing drizzle mixing in at times. Our high right around 29. Tonight, light snow possible with a low of 12. Tomorrow will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.